Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. Early campaign signs led to some confusion among voters on Tuesday. Signs for the sheriff's race had many thinking that election was on Tuesday. Filing for the countywide offices don't even begin until December 1st, but all four Republican candidates for sheriff have been campaigning hard since October. Races in the March 3rd primary vote include the sheriff, clerk of the Superior Court, register of deeds, and others. November 6, 2026 is general election day. Voter turnout was almost average for Tuesday's races, with a 35.51% of eligible voters casting a ballot. 27% did cast a ballot in 2021. We have a full breakdown on our website at columbuscountynews.com. It was a mixed bag for incumbents in Columbus County municipalities on Tuesday. Facing challenges for the first time since 2009, Terry Mann easily held his post as mayor of Whiteville. Mann won with 367 votes to Mike Shatnuck's 96, Brittany Payne's 47, and Brandon Ackerman with 32 votes. In Whiteville City Council District 1 for the city, newcomer Linda Smith led the ticket with 235 votes, followed by incumbent Vicki Pate with 230. Incumbent Helen Holden was defeated in a re-election bid, drawing only 173 votes, and Tim Collier was unopposed in District 2, where he received 107 votes. At Lake Waccamaw, Greg Jacobs defeated incumbent Mayor Matt Wilson, 319 to 262 votes, and Chad Smith collected 30 votes for mayor. Lynn Hennett defeated former Police Chief Scott Hyatt, 311 to 296 votes for the East Ward Commission seat. Curtis Andrews won the West Ward with 285 votes, while Charlene Jacobs received 242, and incumbent Frank Carroll had 78 votes. Incumbent Councilman Rashid Roberts comfortably led the field in Shadburn with 188 votes. Pepper Neely won the other open seat with 143 votes. Incumbent Shannon Britt was third place with 117 ballots, while Drew Worley received 85 votes. Elizabethtown Primary School was locked down on Wednesday after an incident between a parent and a school resource officer. The Bladen County Sheriff's Department said deputies and Elizabethtown police arrested the man for trespassing after he refused to leave the school. The man was allegedly attempting to see his child, who was a student at the school. According to the Wildlife Resource Commission, chronic wasting disease is suspected in a deer harvested in Edgecombe County. The deer is being tested again to confirm the results. Chronic wasting disease is always deadly to deer. No deer with the disease has been discovered in Columbus County, although Robinson and Bladen counties are in the surveillance zones after a Cumberland County deer was confirmed to have chronic wasting disease. A Goodyear blimp crossed Columbus and Bladen counties on Wednesday en route to a show in Virginia. The blimp was spotted as it headed north from Williams Township, eventually making its way through Elizabethtown. November 11th is Veterans Day. The Columbus County Veterans Day Parade is in downtown Whiteville on Saturday at 11 a.m. The Kindness Veterans Parade and Celebration is happening on Sunday at 2 p.m. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new service center at the park on November 11th at 11 a.m., and there will also be a special ceremony at the courthouse in Whiteville on November 11th at 11 a.m. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for their Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. Their goal this year is to help 200 families. Families First is going back in time on Saturday as this year's Columbus and Bladen County's Got Talent heads for the 1990s. The nonprofit will celebrate 30 years of service to domestic violence survivors in Bladen and Columbus counties. There'll be prizes for the best 90 attire, DJ C. Nice, and of course, local celebrities giving their own interpretation of icons of the time period. The event is on Saturday from 6 until 9 p.m. at Vineland Station in Whiteville. Butch Pope will once again be the master of ceremonies. For tickets, call 910-642-5996. Sarah Gordo Volunteer Fire Department will host its pancake dinner and open house on November 15th from 5 until 8 p.m. The department will also hold an open house for their new fire station during the dinner. Everyone is welcome and donations will be accepted. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its annual turkey shoot beginning on Friday. Only stock guns of 32-inch barrels or less may be used. There will be food, drinks, and prizes every night, and the shoot will be held every Friday and Saturday night, along with a November 26th shoot at the firehouse. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents A Hometown Christmas Party, Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris, bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.